What's up, everybody? High Bangs Podcast, episode 180. Hit the 180 mark here. Just Alex with you this week. Nick is in the area, but unavailable to do the show, at least this week, probably next week as well. So just me with you. So going to make it short and sweet here. We did just come off of the Roval Cup race, so we'll do the standings for the Xfinity side and the Cup side and get the round of eight all set for this weekend at Vegas for the Xfinity and Cup side. Nick did give me his pick for Vegas, so I'll give you that and my pick at the end of the show. Don't forget to follow the social medias, Instagram, high_podcast, and the new Twitter account, high_banks2_, after Banks there. So make sure you follow them. So anyway, we'll get right into it here. So a couple driver news deals here. So, Austin Cindric signed an extension with Team Penske. He'll be back in the two car next year. Kind of had a down year. Both years he's been in the Cup Series besides that Daytona 500 win. So we'll have to see if he can turn the tide next season. Some rumors swirling around. Riley Herbst may go to Rick Ware Racing in the Cup Series next year. Chandler Smith wants to go back to Joe Gibbs Racing, possibly a leave calling racing, go back in the Toyota pipelines. We'll have to see what comes of that. He'll have to get bought out of his two more years on his contract. He would have to get bought out of. And then obviously with AJ Allmendinger, could stay in Cup, could go in Xfinity, but probably staying with Colic. So we'll have to see where he goes. Also in the rumor mill would be Noah Gregson, who obviously we know has been suspended for the rest of the year. He has been reinstated by NASCAR. Could be a candidate for the 10 car if Eric Almirola were to hang it up. So we'll have to see what comes of that as well. And the bigger news, Carson Hocevar will join Spire Motorsports in the 77 starting next year in the Cup Series. So Ty Dillon out of that ride to make way for Carson Hocevar, who's done really well in the 42 car, filling in for Legacy Motor Club this year. So we'll have to see how he does. He has a lot of talent, still in the truck championship chase here with two races left in their season, Homestead and then Phoenix. So we'll have to see if he can bust his way into the championship four at Miami in a couple weeks here. So trucks will not be at Vegas this weekend. So if we go start at the Roval, in the Xfinity series, so Sam Mayer was the winner here. He was below the cut line, must win situation. So he wins the race, moves on to the round of eight. Cole Custer was second, Josh Berry third, Riley Herbst fourth, Kaz Grala fifth, Parker Kligerman sixth, Daniel Hemric seventh, John Hunter Nemechek eighth, Austin Hill ninth, and Sheldon Creed rounded out of the top 10. So like I said, Sam Mayer hops in to the round of eight in a must-win situation. Daniel Hemric, unfortunately, was the unlucky one there. He was knocked out. So he will his playoff championship hopes end at the Roval. So their standings right now in the starting the round of eight, John Hunter with a massive lead here, plus 37, Austin Hill plus 21. Justin Allgaier plus 17, and Sam Mayer with that win in the playoff points plus 2. Cole Custer minus 2. Chandler Smith minus 11. Sheldon Creed minus 12. And Sammy Smith minus 14. So really close there besides really John Hunter, Austin Hill. So we'll have to keep an eye on this as they are in Vegas Saturday, the 14th of October, 3:30 on USA, 201 laps, 302 miles. So definitely should be interesting there. And their round of eight is just like the Cup Series, Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville. So a lot of different style tracks here, a lot of different ways people can get it done. People can run different lines. A lot of three different winners here. So we'll have to, obviously keep an eye on that. Like I said, Saturday, 3:30 on USA, 200 laps, 300 miles for the Xfinity Series. And like I said, before we'll get back a second, the Truck Series, not till the 21st of October at Homestead, Miami. And we'll just update their standings real quick. Corey Heim already in the championship four. Hocevar plus 23. Eckes plus 9. Sanchez plus 3. Grant Enfinger -3, Ben Rhodes -5, and Ty Majeski, Zane Smith pretty much in must-win situations here as they head to Miami, not this week, but the following week. In the Cup Series, non-playoff winner at the Roval. AJ Allmendinger got the win here. First win of the year for him. Obviously a hell of a road racer. Had, you know, Colic's first win on the year. He does have a cup win for them at the Indy Road Course last year. So he can get it done on these style tracks. Obviously, you know, anybody who pays attention to the sport knows that. William Byron was second. Kyle Busch third. Ty Gibbs fourth. Joey Logano fifth. Tyler Reddick sixth. Chris Buescher seventh. Alex Bowman eighth. Chase Elliott ninth, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top 10 here. So the only playoff driver that did not finish the race was Denny Hamlin. The damaged vehicle policy was not able to finish the race, but he had clinched a spot in the round of eight earlier in the race, so no big deal really for him. If we go to the playoff standings here, so Brad Keselowski, Ross Chastain, Bubba Wallace, Kyle Busch, all eliminated and will not be moving on any further in the playoffs. William Byron, plus 20, leads the way here. Martin Truex Jr., plus 15. Denny Hamlin, plus 11. Kyle Larson, plus 3. Chris Buescher, minus 3. Christopher Bell, minus 8, as is Tyler Reddick at minus 8. And Ryan Blaney, my guy, moved on. Was starting the round of eight at minus 10. So a lot of good tracks for him, though. He's good at Vegas, good at Martinsville. So it should be interesting there. But they are at Vegas, like I said, Sunday at 2:30 on NBC, 267 laps, 400 miles out in the desert. So should be fun. You know, these mile and a halfs with the new car have been really good as of late. We got two of them this round in Vegas and Miami. And then Martinsville to wrap up the round of eight before we head out west again to Phoenix for the championship race first weekend of November. So only four races left here in the whole season. So, you know, it's kind of that bittersweet feeling coming down to the end. You know, you got the playoffs, the championship coming in, and, you know, it is what it is. Short off season though, so that's a plus pretty much November, December and January before we get a rocket rolling in the Clash in LA again for year three of that in February. So that, you know, right around the corner when you think about it, time flies. So should be fun for these last 4 weeks as we crown a new champion as Joey Logano has been eliminated in the first round. So we won't have back-to-back champions this year. So our picks, Nick and I's picks from the Roval. I went with Ty Gibbs. Like I said, he finished fourth. Nick went with Chase Elliott. He finished ninth. So, Nick, it's pretty much over kind of-ish at this point. He's going to be down by eight. I'm up 26-18 heading to Vegas here. So he is going to go with Joey Logano, another non-playoff driver to get it done here in Vegas, who's ran really well at Vegas in the past to get it done here. So I'm going to go with this is kind of a tough one. Do I go playoff, non-playoff? This is a tough one, I'll tell you. I'll go with Nick's guy. I'll go with Alex Bowman. He's won here in the past. So, I got a little bit of a lead here. I could kind of fool around. So, Nick's going to go with Joey Logano. I'm going to go with, Christ, I already forgot, Alex Bowman. And, so 2:30 on NBC. This Sunday is Vegas, so hopefully, you know, weather cooperates. We always know, you know, Vegas can be kind of iffy some years, but it looks like it should be all right for both races. So that'll about wrap it up this week. So like I said, it'll probably be me next week again, as Nick is still in town, has more weddings to go to and such. So hopefully the following week, Nick will be back and we can get into the championship silly season talk. So like I said, Follow the socials, Instagram, high_banks_podcast, Twitter, high_banks2_. Don't forget to check out Jacob Jones music wherever you listen to music. We'll be back next week to recap Vegas and talk a little homestead.